He took some notes and plaques out of his right-hand pocket, and the entire stack of notes out of his left, and pushed them forward. There was no hint in his movements that this would be his last stake. His mouth felt suddenly as dry as flock wallpaper. He looked up and saw Vesper and Felix Leiter standing where the gunman with the stick had stood. He did not know how long they had been standing there. Leiter looked faintly worried, but Vesper smiled encouragement at him. He heard a faint rattle on the rail behind him and turned his head. The battery of bad teeth under the black moustache gaped vacantly back at him.
"Le jeu est fait,"
said the croupier, and the two cards came slithering towards him over the green baize, a green baize which was no longer smooth, but thick now, and furry, and almost choking, its colour as livid as the grass on a fresh tomb. The light from the broad satin-lined shades which had seemed so welcoming now seemed to take the colour out of his hand as he glanced at the cards. Then he looked again. It was nearly as bad as it could have been. The King of Hearts and an ace. The Ace of Spades. It squinted up at him like a black widow spider. A card. He still kept all emotion out of his voice. Le Chiffre faced his own two cards. He had a queen and a black five. He looked at Bond and pressed out another card with a wide forefinger. The table was absolutely silent. He faced it and flicked it away. The croupier lifted it delicately with his spatula and slipped it over to Bond. It was a good card, the five of hearts, but to Bond it was a difficult fingerprint in dried blood. He now had a count of six, and Le Chiffre a count of five. But the banker, having a five and giving a five, would and must draw another card and try and improve with a one, two, three, or four. Drawing any other card, he would be defeated. The odds were on Bond's side. But now it was Le Chiffre who looked across into Bond's eyes and hardly glanced at the card as he flicked it face upwards on the table. It was, unnecessarily, the best. A four. Giving the bank a count of nine. He had won. Almost slowing up, Bond was beaten and cleaned out.